The Manhattan-based biotechnology firm ImClone Systems is in trouble. Last year, the price of ImClone stock soared after the company said the Food and Drug Administration was about to approve its new colon cancer drug, Erbitux. But investors, including Bristol Myers, which bought 20% of ImClone, got a nasty surprise in December. The FDA rejected ImClone's drug trial data, and the company said it was stunned. An industry newsletter has obtained a copy of the design of the drug trials that ImClone conducted. That normally private document raises new questions about whether ImClone misled investors. In this report prepared with the Cancer Letter, NPR's Snigdha Prakash explains.
At first, ImClone brushed off FDA's refusal as a housekeeping problem. The company's CEO, Samuel Waxill, told investors on December 31st that the FDA just wanted more documentation about the drug trial. He said ImClone could fix the problem quickly. Later that week, the independent Cancer Letter got a hold of the FDA's letter to ImClone. Turns out, says editor Paul Goldberg, the FDA's message to ImClone was much more serious.
We don't know who's in the trial, and the structure of the trial is wrong. I mean, these are two biggies.
Indeed, they are. That's why in its letter, the FDA told ImClone that additional drug trials would be needed. None of this information would have come to light so quickly if Goldberg or someone like him hadn't obtained a copy of the FDA letter. By law, the FDA can't release those letters, and as ImClone's actions show, companies don't always tell investors what's in them. Investors fled ImClone after the Cancer Letter published its report, and the company's stock plummeted. Today, the Cancer Letter will publish an analysis of the confidential plan or protocol of the experiments that ImClone conducted. It shared the protocol with NPR. This gives a rare opportunity to explore the substance of a dispute between a drug maker and the FDA, and explains why, after 2 years of trials, the FDA turned down a cancer drug that many researchers agree has great promise. ImClone administered Erbitux in combination with the standard drug for colon cancer, CPT-11. ImClone said it was giving the cocktail only to patients who had stopped responding to CPT-11, or in the language of medicine, to those who were refractory to CPT-11.
It is not clear from reading the protocol that the patients that were in that category were indeed refractory to CPT-11.
Dr. Howard Ozer reviewed the ImClone protocol for the Cancer Letter. He's the director of the Cancer Center at the University of Oklahoma.
And some of the patients that supposedly responded to the combination of drugs may in fact have been responding to the CPT-11 that they began on before they entered the trial.
In other words, Ozer says, it's hard to tell if the 22.5% of patients who improved under this regimen, according to ImClone, did so because of ImClone's drug or because of CPT-11.
These flaws are not subtle. I would have been disappointed had the FDA not turned them down.
In its letter to ImClone, the FDA said it had been warning the company for 2 years that the protocol was flawed. These aren't conversations that large drug makers who are used to dealing with the FDA would ignore. But ImClone apparently did. All last year, ImClone told investors that the FDA stood ready to approve Erbitux, and the company's stock soared. An ImClone spokesman who declined to be taped told NPR yesterday that until the December letter, ImClone believed that the FDA thought the protocol was acceptable. Dr. Otis Brawley is a professor of oncology at Emory University. He's also a member of the FDA's Oncologic Drug Advisory Committee. He reviewed the protocol for the Cancer Letter.
My suspicion is that the people at ImClone really thought that the FDA would back down from that and would accept this data, or they felt that the drug had so much momentum, it had a lot of positive press already. They thought that they would ultimately just force it down the throat of the FDA toward approval.
ImClone is scheduled to meet with the FDA later this month to talk about its application. The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Justice Department are investigating if ImClone misled investors about the prospects of its drug. The House Energy and Commerce Committee is considering if FDA rules need to be changed so that the FDA can tell the SEC when companies are misleading investors. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.